Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Baby boomers are retiring in droves at a rate of about 10,000 a day. But some of today's economic conditions are causing so many people to think twice before leaving their jobs, and some are even considering unretiring to help make ends meet. So what do you do to stay retired? Eric has some tips for us today. Thanks so much for joining us on Wealth Creator Radio. Here's the number we want you to have handy, 800-454-1184. That's how you can get some answers from Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial. Eric is a certified financial planner. You can call or even text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Now, another thing you can do, we want to make sure that you are confident about retiring. Get our complimentary toolbox. It includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus some other wonderful educational materials. You can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, this is complimentary. Find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's definitely time to be talking about costs and can you keep retired and stay retired? I have a friend who always likes to think about, when can I retire? When can I retire? I always say, any day you can, but it's just for how long. Really, you want to stay retired. But if you're going to really pull that trigger and quit your job, yeah. So we got to have that solved, and we'll be talking about that more today.
All right. And first of all, I have to say happy Father's Day to you, Eric.
Well, thank you.
This weekend is Father's Day. Don't forget about it, everybody. So I thought, you know, in honor of fathers everywhere, we should have you tell a dad joke of the week. You good with that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So,
all right.
What do you call Baby Corn's dad?
Baby Corn's dad. I do not know.
Popcorn.
Oh, of course. Very good. Were you one of those dads that did that? While your boys were growing up, did you tell horrible dad jokes when they went, ah, dad?
No. Yeah, no. They do it back to us, so it's fine.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Then they'd tell you a silly joke, and you're like, whatever. But it's cute. All right, so let's get to it. Higher prices on just about everything that we are seeing right now. Our economy, a lot of uncertain things going on there. Of course, we all have concerns about tax increases. All these things are taking a toll on today's retirees. Eric, there's a new survey out that says over half of all retirees who went back to work did so because they needed more money due to rising costs. So I want to get your reaction to that and what you're seeing right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's really unfortunate if, you know, most of those people are, you know, 55%, right? Most are going back to work because they need to. Now, I've got a lot of clients who like to do a fun job. You know, I've had some that work at SAP for concerts and such and Mountain Winery. And some have done stuff like where they go back to work in schools and other things. So, you know, there's a fun job reason. Hey, there's no problem there. But yeah, if you had to go back to work, that means you had some big calculation errors, right? That means you did not figure out what your budget should be. You did not figure out how much money that's going to last and what the taxes and everything are like. And, you know, and that's unfortunate because, yeah, people need to do this plan before they take that big leap and, you know, retire, right?
Right. Eric, I know that you are meeting with new clients every single week, people coming in to meet with you for the first time. What are their big concerns? Is this different than anything we're talking about?
Well, you know, I had a lady recently come in and she'd, you know, called up and, or actually not called up originally, she texted and got that toolbox, the digital toolbox.
Uh-huh.
And you know, she then, after reading some of the stuff, she set a time to meet with me and we talked. And then she, well, she actually didn't come in. She did it on a Zoom call because you be in person or Zoom either way. And, and yeah, we went over her concerns and, you know, I totally feel for her. I mean, things are definitely more expensive, you know, but then what we found is, you know, a lot of that was just the scared, you know, the anxiety part of, you know, I've got all this money and I've only put money in. I've never taken it out.
Yeah.
And so it is one of the biggest kind of nerve wracking things that people can do in retirement because it's been 30, 40 years where you've just been putting it away to see the money come back out. It's very nerve-wracking, actually.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once we did the numbers and I gave her the no BS budget, which is, you know, take your last 12-month bank statements and add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. So that's all the money you spent in the last 12 months. And it was about $1,500 more a month than she thought. And so, you know, that's good. We did that because, yeah, we don't want to plan at that low level. And
Right. Then,
of course, she was forgetting to include healthcare costs. So we added that in. We made sure there's a fund. And, you know, once we did all that stuff, you know, we actually found out she's got plenty of money to retire. So even though she, you know, was concerned, even though she thought she couldn't do it, you know, now it's more of when does she want to do it? Does she want to do it now? Does she want to, you know, work for a little bit more and stuff? So she's still deciding that part. But, you know, now we're moving a lot of that money into stuff that's either more foundational, stuff that's more protected so it can't go away. And there's some great options where you can earn up to double-digit returns without, you know, having that risk of loss, which is great. You know, some steady income stuff so she can get some cash flow, you know, going when she's retired, and along with the market, you know, investments. So, I mean, it was really great that she did that, you know, got our data, and, you know, and that's something that, you know, anybody can do. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Okay, let's back up to a retiree, you know, spooked by all this that's going on with our economy, higher prices, things like that. And they are considering going back to work, Eric. What should they consider first? What should they do?
Well, I mean, there's lots of stuff. I mean, do they need to? First of all, I'd make sure you have a written income plan so you know, you know, where things are at and such. And one of the dangers that you may or may not always get is if you turned on Social Security before your full retirement age, which for most people it's 67, but, you know, but if they turned it on, say at 62, 65, whatever, if you start working and you make a little over $21,000 a year now, every $2 of income, you know, earned income over that money, over that threshold, you lose $1 Social Security. So say they go back and get a job for maybe $60,000. Well, if their Social Security was $20,000, they would literally lose that entire Social Security check, but they would keep the penalty of starting too soon. And so that's one of the things that you got to watch out for, because if you did do that already, that's something that you want to make sure you have some planning around that.
Okay, very good. So the written plan obviously is the key. But let's talk about risks that could eat at our retirement savings. What would those be?
Well, probably one of the ones I always remember the most is I had a gentleman years and years ago, probably, I don't know, late 90s, maybe early 2000s. And he told me he took his Social Security at 62 because with his 8% CDs that he had at the time, why wait to have more money? And then, of course, he lamented the fact that, you know, those rates had gone down to 3%.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they went even lower than that. Now they're starting to finally climb back up, but that took a long, long time to get there. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, you got to watch out for is making sure you plan for all situations, not just the current situation, because you're going to probably be retired now for 30 years, maybe 40, who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't, you know, depend on everything that's today for running out the rest of your retirement. So that's one of the things that I find a lot of people don't really do is have that as a basic plan. Obviously, market risk is another one. So I'm a big believer of having the three types of money, having that foundational money. This is money that's guaranteed by either a bank, insurance company, or the, you know, U.S. government. And these are things that can't, you know, where the money can't go away. And the ideal ones right now are these insurance products where they index with the market, but they have no risk, you know, of loss. And those literally right now, the maximums are in the double digits, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
We never had them this high. So there are some great options out there. And then also having some steady income money, some money that keeps paying. So, you know, again, that's something where you can get a lot of that information and more at our digital toolbox. So it's a bunch of great short reads of reports and then a copy of my book. And you can even set a time to talk. So, you know, if you want to get a hold of that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more from Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to help you get to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That is his goal for you. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Because we're faced with questions every single day. But when you're starting to consider retirement, those questions get a lot more complicated. Eric, what questions should we be asking if we're getting close to retirement?
Yeah, there's a lot. Obviously, when can I retire? That's a big one, right? And,
mm-hmm.
Do I have enough? And probably the other number one is, will the money last? Right? So those are some of the big ones. And then, obviously, what happens to my money when I'm gone? And so really what you need to do is, really think about those ways. And to me, the only way I can do that is using our blueprint to worry less wealth. And because we want people to worry less about all these questions and all these issues. So that's the main thing is if you address all this stuff ahead of time, you don't have to keep asking these questions, but you keep having to ask the question if you never figure out the answer.
Exactly.
So that's the easy solution.
I want to take that question, have I saved enough? Okay. I would imagine that question is probably the very first one that people have. So walk us through again, because you've done this before, but how you help them find that answer.
Yeah. So really what this needs to be is a written income plan that says, okay, if I'm spending this much money every month. So first of all, you have to have a real number, not one people make up.
Yeah.
I literally had a couple that he was an engineer, very, very detail oriented kind of guy. And she did more, I think, marketing sales type stuff. And so they're sitting there and I was asking this question, okay, how much do you need every month to live on? And and they'd come off the radio and they'd, come down to the office to meet and, going through this. And she was saying 6,000 and he was saying 13,000.
What?
I was like, wow, that's a big difference between the two of you guys.
Huge.
And then we found out the real number was 13,500.
Wow.
So he was the one who did the money. So he definitely had a better clue, but he was actually annoyed him when he did the when he added up all the numbers. So he had to go hunt down that little last 500 and figure out where it was. But and so once we know that number, then we can say, okay, well, what's different? Well, usually your healthcare is not included, because typically for most people that's you get that through your paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one that you have to add in. And so we did that. We made sure there's a fund, which they definitely did already have that budgeted in. And, then we ran those numbers out with taxes, with inflation, which types of monies they're taking out, which pots of money, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. Once we run that all out, then you can know, is that money going to last? Is it going to run out when you're 75 or 95? Obviously, 75 is time to rethink when you need to retire. 95 is probably not too bad, but so that's the only way I know to how to really answer that question is have a written income plan that's based in reality.
Yeah, very good. How many sources of income are people usually using in retirement?
Yeah, so the weird part about retirement is I always tell people it's about lots of little checks. So, people feel that they need that big paycheck that they're used to getting, right? That every 2 weeks or twice a month or sometimes even monthly. But that's not going to happen in retirement. It's going to be lots of little checks. So, what I've found is a lot of people you know, don't like that, right? They want that, you know, that bigger check. And so you just kind of have to get used to this and say, okay, well, this pot of money is going to be giving this so much, and they get so much from Social Security. One of the problems a lot of times people have is they don't have any real great, you know, steady sources of income. And that's something, you know, like a pension that, you know, we used to all have, right? That mm-hmm. are maybe our grandparents had, or maybe your parents had, but, you know, that's pretty much gone away. So you can actually pretty much create that on your own. There's insurance products out there that can, you know, guarantee that money for the rest of your life. And so, you know, there are ways to do that. You know, there's lots of ways to structure that income. But yeah, you need to know where it's going to be coming from. You need to know also which type of money should you have and what type of thing, right? So if it's Roth money, or if it's, you know, taxable IRA money, or if it's just your regular money, you know, that those different tax effects have different, you know, consequences if you put whichever type of you know, products in there. So you want to know, where should be my high dividend paying stuff? Should that be my Roth or my taxable account? You know, there's lots of different things to look at that. And that's part of asset allocation that people don't get. And I think most advisors actually gloss over that, and because they don't know taxes, they're not licensed like me to do tax work. So, you know, that's one of the big issues. So one of the reports that we actually have up in the digital toolbox is, will your money last as long as you do? Pretty simple thing. It's yep. You know, it's a very quick read. It doesn't take a lot to read that. And we also have some other stuff, or, you know, paying too much taxes in retirement and so forth. But yeah, I mean, that'd be, I think, one of the best places to start is first educate yourself about what you should be thinking about before you try to answer the question. And then you're going to be a lot better off. And so, again, that's something you can easily download. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, worry less about your retirement portfolio and focus on having that fun. That's what we want for you. And create that wealth, which is, you know, true wealth, which is enjoying your life to the fullest with your family, doing the things that you want to do. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right, next question. How do you help someone figure out that retirement date?
Yeah, well, I mean, it can be lots of things, right? So sometimes, for a lot of people nowadays, it's age 65, just not because that's when Social Security is anymore. It's, you know, for most people, it's actually 67, but that's still the Medicare age. And that's one of those big expenses. If you try to retire pre-65, you're going to be probably paying about $1,000 a person for medical. And then once you hit 65, it's maybe $300. So, you know, big difference, right?
Yeah.
So, especially if you're married and you haven't to do that, you know, times two, right? So that's one of them. But also, lots of times, you know, you might have a year-end bonus, or you might have a bonus that's, you know, based on a fiscal year, or, you know, RSUs, you know, restricted stock units, or ESPP, employee stock purchase plan stuff, all those things depends on what company you work with and your job, right? So sometimes you do want to plan around some of that stuff. And, you know, there's even some tax strategies and other things that you can do with Social Security. You can actually go backwards 6 months and start your Social Security. So sometimes we'll have people, maybe they have some, you know, capital gains and other stuff that they need to sell off when they leave their job. And so we'll wait till January to turn on that Social Security, but we can go back all the way to July and turn it on. And that way that income now is in that next year. So there's lots of different ways and tricks you can do it. But, you know, yeah, you just want to figure out what's the best that works for you and your job.
Okay. Wow. Very good. That's interesting stuff. Haven't heard that before. You always talk about when you help people develop a budget for retirement, you call it the no BS budget. Do people think they're going to spend more or less in retirement?
Well, first of all, I find everybody thinks they spend about 30 to 40% less than they really do. I never get the right answer the first time. It's so rare. Get even close.
Yeah.
You know, when you're working and you've got the cash flow coming in, you don't worry about where that money's coming from. But yeah, once you stop working, you need to make sure you know that number. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that we work with, is looking at what your actual spending is, you know, making sure you have a reality of the fact that you have 7 days a weekend. And you have a lot more time to play and have fun and do trips. And, you know, but also for our clients, we check in on that every year to make sure that you're not going overboard, you're not spending too much, and, you know, make sure you have a reality check. And so, you know, these are all things that, you know, that are up in the digital toolbox. You know, so again, that's something you can grab a hold of. If you want to just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, you'll get, will your money last? Am I paying too much in taxes and Social Security? How long will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes and retirement? When to take Social Security? A copy of my book and even a time to sit down and talk with me. So again, if you want to get access to all that great information, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Having enough money to retire is one thing, but making sure it lasts as long as you live is a whole nother thing. We're going to explore that next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is offering to help you create a retirement strategy. You have to have a written plan. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare, legacy plan. All those things need to be in that written plan. And you can get our toolbox, no cost. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. It includes some great materials for you. All right, saving for retirement is one thing, but it is a whole different ballgame to make sure your money lasts, because obviously we don't know how long we're going to live in retirement. So, Eric, once we're confident that, okay, we've saved enough money, we can retire, then how can we ensure that we're not going to outlive that savings?
Yeah, that's usually the number one fear is, you know, people living too long and having too little, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, what used to kill us now, you know, you take a pill for lots of times and you're, you know, you're good, right? So when Social Security first started, they basically picked 65 originally because that's when statistically most people were dying. Hmm. And now, I mean, it's crazy how many, you know, 90-year-olds and 95-year-olds there are and such. And I've got clients in their 70s and their parents are still alive. You're just going to go, what?
Wow, I know.
So yeah. It used to be impressive if you made it to your 70s, but now that's a lot longer. So we do have to make sure that we're planning well. Since most of us don't have pensions, you know, you'll have Social Security there. But, you know, after one person dies, there's only one check, not two. There are some great products out there. There's some great ways to do that. You know, obviously you have a lot of assets that helps, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't guarantee everything. So, you know, there are tools out there where you can guarantee a certain amount of money for the rest of your life. And a lot of studies in different trade journals and such, you know, have talked about this, the fact that you need to have some sort of money, one portion of it guaranteed for the rest of your life, or you know, you don't, you know, you may really literally run out of that money. So, well, that's one of the biggest things. And there are tools there. You know, but I think people just need to learn about them and, you know, get a little bit more educated.
Yeah. Learn about the tools and if they will work for you, because obviously they're not going to work for everybody's situation. And so that's what I love about your plan, Eric, is that it is customized. So it depends on the person. So living a long time. Sounds wonderful. You know, oh, I'm going to live till I'm 100, right? But also with doing so, you're exposed to some risks that way. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, when you live a long time in retirement, you know, there's a couple things. I think probably one of the bigger risks that I know most men, just to bash my own gender, but, you know, most men forget to think about what's going to, you know, statistically they die, you know, before their wives.
Yeah.
And, you know, after there's one less Social Security check, the bigger the two stays, you know, what's going to happen to that other healthy spouse that might live for, you know, long, long
another
time 20 afterwards.
20 years, yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you need to make sure that money lasts. You need to have some of that money guaranteed. You still need to have some of that money growing, right? You know, so it's not like you have to get everything out of the market or anything, but you do want a good portion guaranteed, but you do want some growth there. And then you also need some steady income. You need to have some money that's cash flowing, that's not very volatile, that's paying you money. Because the other thing is, the longer we live, the more ups and downs of the market you're going to live through. And so that means you need to have a plan to be able to still be retired. And, you know, the whole mantra of, oh, wait till it comes back. Well, you can't wait till it comes back when you're retired. You need that money every month. And so, yeah, so that's why really having a properly structured plan is going to really help make sure that the success rate is really something you can, you know, increase as much as you can.
Okay. And one thing I know, Fidelity reports that an average 65-year-old couple is estimated to spend $315,000 after taxes on healthcare in retirement. And that doesn't even include long-term care. So I want you to walk us through how you help people plan for healthcare.
Yeah, that's a big one. And you know, I had a client that unfortunately now she's passed away, but she said, look at these, pointing to her mouth.
Oh, her teeth? Like,
yeah, she's like, that's $28,000 in there.
Whoa.
And she's like, I want to make sure when I pass away that my teeth are on display because that's a lot of money I got in my mouth. And it was kind of a weird thing. She had a quirky sense of humor, as you could see.
Yeah.
But, you know, dental is, I think, one of the biggest ones. I would say that we run an average of probably once every 6 months, or, you know, twice a year, I guess, of clients needing five-figure withdrawals from their accounts for dental expenses. It's just something you have to have in the plan, right? You just have to have that budgeted in, you know, that's going to be there. And you know, obviously, you mentioned that's not including long-term care. Long-term care, when I started over 30 years ago, the odds of long-term care, somebody needing it, was around 50%. Now those stats are up to 70%. And right now it's running easily $9,000 to $10,000 per month. How's your money going to last paying that? Well, if you have one spouse that needs care, say for 3 years, you may burn through $300,000 of assets just on that, mm-hmm. you know, and then that person passes away and now they've got one less Social Security check. They've got all these other issues. And so, you know, again, that's why you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you have that plan that talks about an income plan and tax plan, investments, healthcare, legacy. All those things have to be wrapped up in one cohesive short document, less than 20 pages. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial with our clients. And so, you know, there's a lot of these resources that you can get for free. Obviously, you can also give us a call and we can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. But yeah, if you go to get our digital toolbox, you'll get, you know, the great report of how long will my money last as long as I do? Am I paying too much in taxes in retirement? All these great things, like, along with a way to, you know, meet with me, Eric Heckman. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, we are giving you access to materials that have strategies. And of course, this is complimentary. So take Eric up on this. And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So I want to ask you, don't we all need to have a plan for our legacy?
Oh, certainly. And you know, if you have to settle somebody's estate. Now, estate, by the way, that sounds like a fancy thing. That's just all their money and their accounts and figuring out all that stuff. It's a mess if it's done right. And it's a real mess if it's done wrong.
Right, yeah.
It can take you a lot of time. I mean, I had a client that was having to help settle her aunt's estate with one of her cousins. Her aunt had no children, so that she named both of them to doing it. And I think when it was over and done, I think they had over 400 hours that they had spent on all that stuff.
Oh, my.
Literally can be a second job. And the aunt did a pretty good job of having everything, you know, mostly in the right spots and all that stuff. But if there's a house to sell, if there's, you know, obviously you have to empty the house, right, move all that stuff out or sell it or whatever, you know, do all those beneficiary changes, meet with tax people, meet with attorneys, all that stuff. So it can be a wreck, you know, if it's a mess. And even if it isn't a mess, it's still a lot of effort and time. So, you know, first of all, making sure you know somebody who has all that time and energy, that they can do that, that they're going to stick with it, that they're skilled enough to do it correctly. You then have some people demanding money right now. I mean, once money gets involved, it's amazing how people who used to be nice are not so nice. And and so they want their payouts quicker. And then there's goofy stuff. I mean, I literally one time had, there was three siblings and one of the siblings was the executor, but the other sibling went into, it was grandma's house for, you know, for the daughter and took some of grandma's shoes. And grandma was a client of mine. She didn't have any fancy footwear that I knew of, but it was crazy. They were fighting over why did you go in there and take some shoes before you asked us about it, and all, you know, and just silly, crazy, weird stuff. So you want to have it planned out. You want to have, if there's any special sentimental things, you want to have that itemized out too of who gets what. But really have that discussion. Make sure whoever you're picking is somebody who can handle it. And it's something that you need to take action on. So, you know, one of the other tools that we have is a great checklist, and this checklist has a bunch of different things like, have you done this? Have you done this? And it'll, yeah, it's kind of like a little game, right? You know, how high is your score? Did you get the high score or not? So, and if you didn't, well, now you know what you got to work on. So, yeah, why don't you take the checklist challenge and just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, all one word, to 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you know, Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And Eric and his team can develop strategies to help you in minimizing some fees and even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, today we're going to play our little game of Would You Rather? And I'm going to give you a question. And this is a get-to-know-you time, too, okay? So tell us what you think, and then we'll also weave in some retirement ideas also, okay?
Okay, sounds
good. All right, first question for you. Would you rather eat only pizza for a year or no pizza for 1 year?
I'd probably have to go with pizza for a year because, you know, you can have breakfast pizza. You can have all sorts of types of pizzas, so...
Good idea. Good answer. Yeah. I don't think I could go without pizza for a year. You know, it's always one of those fallback, like you're starved and didn't have time to make dinner. So, ooh, let's order pizza. All right. Let's talk about money. If we aren't retired yet, our financial decisions are really all about this question. Would you rather spend all your money now or save it to spend later in retirement?
Yeah. Well, sadly, a lot of people aren't maybe purposely making that choice. But they are, in essence, doing that choice by, right, not saving or not putting away. Or, you know, the worst thing I think people can do is when they say, I'll wait till I have extra money. Nobody has extra money.
That's you know,
there's
so true.
There's always something you can be doing with your money. So there is no extra money. So, yeah, I mean, one of the biggest keys, I think, really for people to do is, you know, just starting those payroll deducted plans, you know, 401ks, 403b, whatever you have at work, if you have that. But it's tougher now because a lot of people are in the gig economy, right? And they're doing their side hustles or gigs or whatever you want to call it. And there is no set retirement plan. And so then that's when you have to really start budgeting that money and just think that check is never yours. You know, 10% should go right away to savings, another 20 probably to taxes. And then spend the difference. But it is one of those things where, yeah, you don't want to have, you know, have a great time right now and then have nothing in retirement unless, I guess, maybe unless you have a 1 year to live. But other than that, you know, hopefully that's not the case. So, yeah, you definitely need to start saving some for the retirement always.
So since you're sort of the financial guru, how do you teach your boys about, you know, saving and money?
Yeah, I probably haven't really done as good a job as I should have on that. But yeah, my oldest is, I never gave him any money for, while I was in college, for, you know, spending or living on. It was just, you know, the first year in the dorms. And then after that, you know, I gave him food money, but no extra money. So if you want to go do anything else, get a job, start doing it. And it's amazing when they get literally hungry enough, but hungry enough to want to do stuff or have fun, they go out and start making money. Yeah, you know, it's amazing how that happens. And so, I mean, that's one thing. And then just, you know, they've had teen checking accounts from, you know, almost day one. And actually they're all kind of naturally thrifty. The biggest scam they do is if any Boy Scout trips they go on, if we give them, you know, say, oh, you need $20 for this trip or whatever, they'll, you know, they won't buy a drink. They'll just buy, you know, just the basics for lunch or something. And then they pocket all the difference. And so, yeah, they've actually made a lot of money off of that, which is probably not quite how it should be.
But do they know how to count change? That's a biggie I've noticed with
teams. No, they do. Actually, youngest one, we had this big old change bucket, and his grandparents gave him their change bucket, and so we went to one of those CoinStar machines, you know, and swapped it all. But they used to give you other gift cards for no cost, and then this one they had to do. They changed which ones we did, so we basically went out to dinner with it and paid them money back. So.
Awesome.
But
there's this one opinion piece in Market Watch that I wanted to bring to our attention. And of course, it talks about our nation's love affair with expensive cars and trucks, and how those big car payments can sometimes take away from our ability to put money aside for retirement. So let me ask you this in our game of Would You Rather. Would you rather pay for a big expensive vehicle or put that money away toward your retirement savings every month?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we all like to have nicer cars and, you know, have the better stuff, right? But a lot of my clients that did very well financially but didn't have, you know, any high-flying jobs or didn't hit it on, you know, lucky on the stock options market or, you know, anything like that, they quite often have 10- or 15-year-old cars. I mean, that is definitely a sign I've seen of a lot of my clients that were just kind of, you know, teachers or regular kind of professions, nothing where, you know, you get huge bonuses or anything else like that. But, you know, they just didn't spend a bunch. And now all of a sudden they've got a ton of money saved up. And so, you know, there's definitely a correlation to, you know, having more money and spending less on cars. you know, that being said, as long as you're doing what you should be doing, which is saving 15 to 20% of your income, then, you know, if you got the extra money, then go for it. You know, have fun with the car. But, you know, also realize, make sure you have enough other money to, you know, put away and saved up before you go do that. And that's the biggest problem, I think, is people don't do the first part, right? They don't save the money first.
Yeah.
They go buy the expensive car, and then they don't have the money to save, and then it gets ugly.
And really, Eric, you kind of play Would You Rather with your retirees that you work with, don't you? When you're kind of laying out their plan for them?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, when we're sitting down doing the income plan, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, once you have that income plan that looks going here forward and says, okay, this is how much money I need to have to live the rest of my life, then we can see if you're on track or not. And should you be, you know, not buying as many cars and putting more away, or what should you be changing? And then also look at that investment plan. Are those investments going to actually generate enough monies to get there? And are they going to start, you know, turning into income, not just accumulation? You know, then, of course, you got to look at the taxes along the way. How are you going to afford healthcare, legacy issues? You know, all those things are the five areas that we go over when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. And that blueprint's something that we've been waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now for all the radio listeners. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, if you just want to take some time and really know that you're headed in the right direction, I mean, it's so critical to know that sooner than later. And so, yeah, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you do is set up a phone call with us. After that phone call, we'll get some information. And then if you want to go to the next step, we'll actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth for you. And then at the end of that second meeting is when we actually decide if we want to work together or not. So, again, there's no cost, no obligation. If that's something you want to take advantage of, just give us a call, 800 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we just thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial, 28 years now, right here in the Silicon Valley area. And Eric is here to help you retire well. That's his passion. That's what he'd rather be doing every single day of his life. But let me ask you this. We're playing the game of would you rather. So once you, Eric, are in retirement, would you rather spend your money on a vacation home or maybe that dream vacation, riding your bike someplace cool? Or would you rather save it for things like a potential nursing home expense or maybe other healthcare costs?
Well, I mean, the reason why you have insurance is to offset those things so you don't have to have a savings account for those. And so, yeah, so, you know, utilizing some specially designed life insurance, yeah, I'm not going to have to worry about nursing home costs. So, you know, that's already covered. So I don't have to be, you know, earmarking money for that. So that way I can do a lot more of those bike adventures, cycling across the, well, I don't know. My boys want me to do Canada next, maybe. I don't know. Or might do the East Coast Greenway. But yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. And so, yeah, you want to be able to know you can go off and have fun and do those things if you have those other areas taken care of. It's a lot harder if you don't know if you have those taken care of or not.
So then that brings me to this question, Eric. How does working with someone like you help give retirees confidence in their financial situation so that they can focus on the more fun stuff in retirement?
Well, literally, our name of our process is Worry Less Wealth. We're designed to make you worry less about money and finances and know that you're taken care of or know that you're at least in the right direction. And you know, one of the things we've also developed is a checklist. And this checklist is a good way to score yourself to see how close or far you've done, how many things you've taken care of. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and request it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And every week on our show, Eric and I discuss challenges and risks that exist in retirement. So it's time now for Eric to give us another example of someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we talk about. And that would be what we call a financial fail. So tell us what you have for us, Eric.
This is always a tough subject, right? You don't really want to have people fail, and you want to have people succeeding. And these clients came to me when they were in their late 60s and getting close to retiring. And we ran through the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, and we did the income plan, and everything was looking pretty good. They have a house, but they also have like a rental unit out back, so that gives her some extra income. And they were just getting married. Well, they were supposed to get married, and then COVID hit, and so that delayed it for about 2 years before they could have all their friends there. But they did do all that stuff, and so they're been enjoying retirement. But recently, their tax rates shot through the roof, and we were looking at that. And the crazy part is their combined Social Security, it went from like 81 to 86,000. The taxable portion of that Social Security, so what counts for income, went from 24,000 to 53 to 74,000.
Wow.
So they got a couple dollars more, but their taxable income went up by $20,000.
Oh my word.
Just in the 1 year. From 3 years ago, it went up almost $50,000. Now, this isn't taking out, they weren't, you know, getting more money per se from Social Security, but they were taking more money from their IRA, and that IRA income made their income higher.
Yep.
And so then, of course, you had to take more money out for taxes for, you know, to net more money out of your IRA, right?
Yeah.
And then that also now hit them with a big tax bill. So now we're having to take out even more money. So unfortunately, we did not have a timeline to do Roth conversions or anything else like that. So, you know, this is one of the things that we try to do if we have more timeline with people before they retire. So that's why it's so critical to have that 5 to 10 years out to really look at that and say, oh, yeah, I really need to do some action or I'm set. Yeah, but you have to know about it, right? So again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, we've got my book. We've got Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes? The Social Security Decision. Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do? Lots of great resources in the toolbox, the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do to get that is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.